right here at Rosie on the House. We're talking kitchen design with Miss Ann Lyons. Ann, if somebody wanted to try and get a hold of you, how would they do that?
They can reach me at 480-998-6961.
And they would just leave a message today, and then you'd get back in touch with them the beginning of the week.
Correct.
So we're talking about a particular kitchen remodel that Ann and I recently did together for some friends and clients, and we're talking through the process. So any of you contemplating embarking on any kind of a remodeling project, you can kind of live through this scenario with us. But we will take questions on any question you might have about home improvement, because that's why we come every Saturday morning. So if you're in the middle of another project that you'd like to ask us our opinion or our advice on, give us a ring. The number's toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. So Ann and I are dealing with this client. We've established a preliminary budget. They're going to accomplish this budget, which admittedly was tight for the project, but they were going to do a lot of the work themselves. They wanted our guidance in the design phase, the installation, some of the tricky stuff. They wanted to bring one of the things he insisted on is, I'm not going to cook with electric anymore. So we had to bring a gas line in from the side of the house and bring gas into his kitchen, which I think when we remodeled our kitchen, that was the best thing we did. I'll never cook electric.
If it's available, that's a very popular demand.
Oh,
yes.
Man, I love,
people love it.
My gas cooked up. So they're then sitting with you, picking out the cabinets. Those of you that have been listening to the conversation, or those of you recently joined, Rosie has like this rule of thumb measurement device that no matter what you spend on your cabinets, if we're tearing the cabinets out and replacing them with all new cabinets, what you spend on the installed cabinets will be 1/4 what you totally spend on the entire project. So we sit down with these folks knowing that our budget needs to be about $6,500. I love Howe's.
I do too.
I used to tell people, clip out pictures of Architectural Digest, Phoenix Home and Garden. I mean, now you just go to Howe's.
H-O-U-Z-Z. It's a great website. I've had so many people just bring in pictures and say, this is what I want this portion of my kitchen to look like. Or even if it's just a picture that has one little thing in it that you like about that kitchen, it helps create the design and the look that you want.
Gosh, I mean, you can go to that website and collect 1,000 ideas in just a matter of an hour and basically dial all of it down.
I'm scrolling through it right now, and if you need ideas, it may not be the best because there's only 820,598 pictures of kitchens. I'm not sure you're going to find what you're looking for. But looking through here, what I've seen a lot, and I've always wondered and don't understand why you don't see more, is the water spigot behind the oven.
I mean, that's just, the pot filler.
Yeah, the pot filler. It's so much easier.
It was popular.
What happened to that?
This client wanted that.
And their sink was how far away from their stove?
And
4 feet?
Yeah, not very far.
Not very far, right around the corner.
It was one of the concessions they made in their budget design parameters. We did not get the pot filler. But
do we just put the sink closer to the oven now? Is that why they went away?
I really don't know what happened to that fad. It was so almost every kitchen I did for a while there had a pot filler in it.
I love those.
I always said I wanted one. Still haven't gotten it yet.
So we're dealing with this particular client. We finalize all the design parameters. They upgrade the cabinet package in so many different ways after realizing all of the things we could give them. Then their final cabinet price, which was targeted at about $6,500, comes in at
around $12,000.
About twice.
Correct.
What we needed it to be. And so at that point, they make an emotional decision. They commit.
They
aren't going to move out of the house. It's the last house. And their goal was we needed to be done for them to have family Thanksgiving at their home in 2014. And
that's
so
right.
This all goes back to last August, last September. So my rule of thumb, based on when we completely finished the job, ended up being pretty darn accurate. Almost within about $50.
That's right.
So the original budget for cabinets was $6,500, and it went to $12.
Right.
So this is a $50,000.
They ended up spending about $62,000 on a kitchen remodel. And I'll tell you what, if you corralled them today and asked them, was it worth it? I think they're living in their kitchen right now.
They do.
I've been to two dinner parties since they finished. I mean, and they do a fabulous job.
There's probably things in there. You know what? We should have gone ahead and upgraded this.
I think they got everything they wanted. They got a very nice lighting package. And the lesson for all of you that are listening right now is in your kitchen remodeling of the future, start with your cabinets. And I can tell you, if you're paying a professional contractor to come in, remove and replace everything, whatever the cabinet ticket is going to be, multiply that times four, and you should be fairly close to what the entire project's going to run. Now, one of the other things they wrestled with, and I think I wrestle with this with every kitchen remodel we talk about, what do you do with that stupid microwave?
The necessary evil, the microwave.
Well, I tell you, ours broke about 2 years ago. Jennifer refused to go buy another one. She absolutely refused to go buy a microwave. I'm not buying one. And then the microwave niche turned into her cookbook niche.
Well, we hardly ever use our microwave. I mean, once in a blue moon.
Well, you know why we finally got one?
Carol.
Yeah.
Our 17-year-old in the house.
Our 17-year-old shamed us. She said, I'm even embarrassed to have friends over and spend a night. We can't warm up Pop-Tarts. We can't warm up our Hot Pockets.
What happened to the toaster?
So we now have a microwave again. But we lived for a year without a microwave. I never missed it.
It was nice.
I couldn't go a week. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
The bachelor, spoken like a true bachelor, right? But I can remember the first time I ever saw a microwave. I was traveling with my dad. We were in Northern California. We were staying with friends of his. And this has to be in the late 60s. And they cooked bacon on a paper plate in the oven. And I thought, this is really, really weird. That was my first exposure to microwave ovens. A long, long time ago.
And what did this client end up doing with their microwave?
This particular client, we were going to do it in the hood above the gas cooktop.
That's where it started.
And I said, look, you'll never get a good enough hood to evacuate the heat being generated by your gas range. Abandon that idea. I think I talked him out of that. And then you took over.
Then we went to the drawer microwave, which is very popular because you can put it in a base cabinet and it's not part of the kitchen appearance anymore. You can hide it. You can hide it in the island. And so when you walk into that kitchen, you can see a beautiful backsplash as opposed to a microwave over your cooktop. So we went to that, and then they decided they wanted more storage and that they didn't use the microwave that often, just like a lot of us, and they put it on a shelf in the laundry room. And that's where it is today.
A completely separate room.
Correct.
Yeah, the microwave has been a challenge, I think, ever since they've created the thing and brought it into the kitchen. So getting it back out of the kitchen into the laundry room, I think, is a great place for a microwave. Now, on electric, I have never cooked induction. Tell me what your clients or your experience is with the induction cooktop. That's kind of a peculiar thing.
It is, and the biggest thing about induction is that it cooks so much faster, and it's very unique, but I think what a lot of people are seeing is that they go and they test it out, and they either love it or they think it's not worth the cost of the upgrade.
Is it a significant?
It is, yes.
Give me an idea.
I would
say 36-inch cooktop that we go from conventional coil or a clean top.
It's probably going to be close to twice as much as your regular cooktop.
And so what exactly is it? What about this makes it go twice as fast?
I don't know all the particulars. I'm not into the.
Does it require certain cookware?
It does. You have to have. I just met with a client this week that is very interested in an induction cooktop. She took her magnet to all the Bed Bath and Beyonds and all the other stores to see if that pot would be hold that magnet, because you have to have certain types of cookware.
Yeah, I'll tell you, for my money, I would never have a kitchen. I would never buy a house or live in a kitchen again that was electric. I just wouldn't do it. I really, really like gas, and then I like my gas barbecue outside and not having to fill propane tanks.
The really nice thing about induction is the burners never get hot. I have boiled water. I put a towel on the burner, put the pot on top of the towel, boiled that water in less than 60 seconds, and that cooked right through the towel.
Right through the towel. That's like cooking bacon on a paper plate in a microwave. Well, we're dealing right now with a particular cabinet that we're kind of fond of, and there isn't any limit. You know, in when I got into kitchen remodeling, we never bought box cabinets.
Everything ever. Was custom made.
Everything was custom made. You got out and you measured everything down to the 16th of an inch. You laid everything out. You've turned it over to a local shop, produced it by hand, and then the box companies, the modular cabinet companies, I think that I'm gonna say they caught my eye in the early to mid 90s. The number of options that they began to offer in finishes and wood grains and
the SKUs that they have these days and the customization actually that you can do with a modular cabinet company now is wonderful.
And I know you have a little custom shop that you like to use for the odds and ends in between pieces.
Correct.
They're in Gilbert?
They're in Gilbert, and it's Powers Enterprises.
Powers Enterprises. They've been around a long time.
Long time.
Yeah. But I got away from using a custom shop, and I found that the modulars with all their options and their factory finishes, I know some custom shop guys will argue with me, but I think it is really hard to get the caliber of finish that you get from some of these other modular cabinet manufacturers that actually bake the finish on.
I agree.
Yeah. That's tough. It's tough to beat that. But back in the old days, we would just use marine varnish over the
right.
top of whatever stain, spray it and let it go. You know, sand it a couple times with 4-aught steel wool in between coats, and that was your finished product.
That oak cabinet looked pretty good, didn't it?
We're using a particular cabinet right now called Wellborn out of Alabama that you took a factory tour.
I did, and when I found out I was going to tour their factory, I have toured several other cabinet manufacturers before, and I thought, okay, I'm really not going to learn anything new. It was very, very impressive. I saw those tree logs coming into their lot, and they actually cut all their wood, all their doors, everything straight from the tree.
Yeah, I guess they own the forest. The lumberjacks work for the cabinet shop, so they own the tree, the truck that brings the tree to the cabinet shop, and
never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible operation. When we get back, we'll finish talking kitchen design with Rosie Certified Kitchen Designer Ann Lyons. Don't miss an opportunity to visit with her. If you'd like to, you could dial 1-888-767-4348 now, or during the week, you can ring her at 480-998-6961.